Today's shir is Masechta Menachos Daf Yud Aleph. We will begin on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah. Just a word of introduction. We know that on Shavuos there was a carbon brought. The carbon was the Shtei Alechem, which came along with two Vosim, two lambs that were brought as a carbon Shlomim. And as we discussed already in our Masechta, the purpose of this carbon was because on Pesach, on the second day of Pesach, they brought the Minchas HaOmer, and the Minchas HaOmer serves the purpose of allowing them to eat Chodesh everywhere. And this carbon purpose was that they could bring Karbonos from the Chodesh, from the new grain. So even though, as Rishonim go on to explain, there were many other Karbonos brought on Shavuos, all those other Karbonos are in the category of Karbon Musaf, not connected to this. There are two Karbonos that are connected to each other. The two animals that are brought for the Shlomim, together with those two Chalas, which are waved together, and the procedure of Karbonos are done with the Kfosim, and then all of them are eaten by the Kohanim. So says the Mishnah, Shnei Chet Shnei Kvosim, where somebody slaughtered the two Kvosim, but he only had a Machsheves Pigel on one of those two Chalas. Lechol achs min achalas lamacher. Or, as we have been discussing numerous times in our shiurim, the avoid on the lechem aponim that was done every Shabbos is a form of a karban mincha. And again, says the Mishnah, hik the shnei bezichim, where the kain was makta these two spoonfuls, lechad min achem sedarim lamacher, but only to have a mind to eat one of the sedarim tomorrow, not both. A number of ha'aris, one ha'ara that the Mefarshim make, it's interesting. By the kvasim, the Mishnah speaks about the shechita of the kvasim that was done with the Mechsheves Pigel. By the bezichin, the Mishnah doesn't speak about taking the bezichin out, which is the, so to speak, corresponding avoida, but speaks about the akhtara. Why? So the answer is, we'll see in the Gemara today, in the Shir Mitzvah Shem, that any avoida that takes place in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no pigel. So the Mishnah couldn't have spoken about Siluk Shnei Bezichin, because that's an avoida that takes place in the Beis HaMikdash. Haktar of the Bezichin takes place on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, that's when you could have pigel. Another very big machlokes between the Farshim here is when it says, Hikti Shnei Bezichin Lech Echem Nesedarim Lamacher. We're going to have now the machlokes in the Mishnah, will that affect the other Seder? So Rishayim debate, and what would be the halacha if somebody had a kavana by one challah? We know there are two rows in the shulchan, six challahs in each row. Is the same machlokes that we have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, if you had a machshava about one challah, will affect the other challahs in the row? Or is it only about the other row? But this row, everybody will agree, everything in the row will become pigal, even though the machshava was only about one challah. Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim says, certainly, everybody will agree one row is affected. Other Rishonim say no. That if there was a kavana on one challah, only that one challah would become pigel, not the rest of the challahs. And again, let's read Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Oisa challah v'oisa seder shechishal of pigel. Only what you had machshava on is pigel. V'chayavan of chorus. Everything else is not. However, as will be vasheni, is possible. The other challah, or the other row, is posel by chorus. Machloikus achroinim. When the Mishnah says posel, the Rabbi Yossi will agree that the other row is posel. What does that mean? Does it mean that it's posel midrabbonon? Or does it mean posel midaraisa? When the Chacham disagree, and they say, zev is a pigel, both, everything gets affected, everything becomes pigel, the chayavim of chorus and the zechiv chorus. Begins the Gemara. And as again, the Rishonim explain the Gemara. They say, we're going to quote, the Gemara is going to quote, an opinion of Rav Huna, a position of Rav Huna, how he says Rav Yossi would paskin in a specific issue. Rav Yossi's psak in that issue, according to Rav Huna, is not specifically directed to the issue discussed in the Mishnah. Rather, the way to understand it is as follows. Rav Huna quotes Rav Yossi's opinion, and then, based on that psak, they want to connect it to what he said in our Mishnah. What is the issue Rav Huna discusses? I'm a Rabbi Yossi. Says Rav Huna, according to Rabbi Yossi, pigel b'yerech sheyamin, If there's a machshavas pigla on the right thigh, lanis bagel yarach so small. The left thigh would not become pigla. So it's a very interesting Rashi. The first Rashi says yamin v'smol lav dafka. What is Rashi saying? No, so Pash Pshai Rashi is saying, you know, there was once somebody that was learning in Gemara. And the Gemara says that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. So he wrote on the side of the Gemara, v'hu adin if Shimon borrowed money from Reuven. That seems what Rashi is saying. Yamin is small. Lav dafka. It could be either way. But we probably would assume that Rashi is saying a lot more than that. So what is Rashi saying? So I saw before we explain what Rashi is saying, there's a very interesting machloikus. Our Mishnah speaks about two thighs, the right and the left. What would be the halacha if there was a piece of meat and somebody had a machshava that is only going to make a kezias of that meat pigle? Would the same rule that Rafuna is saying, according to Rabbi Yossi, apply then? Some say, yeah. Some Rishonim say it doesn't make a difference if it's two thighs or it's a piece of meat and you're specifying one kazayis. Other Rishonim say no. Only by two thighs, which are both identifiable, very clearly identifiable, that's where Rav Huna says Rabbi Yossi is din. But when it's two, when it's just a kazayis that's part of a big piece of meat, even Rabbi Yossi will agree that the entire piece of meat is pickle. Now let's discuss two pshatim that I saw how to understand Rashi. One pshat is exactly what we just discussed. Lav dafka. Rashi says it doesn't have to be the right thigh and the left thigh. It could be a piece of a kazayis of a big piece of meat. That's one way of understanding Rashi. There's another way of understanding Rashi. There is an advantage or there's a strength to the right thigh and there's a strength to the left thigh. What's each one? On one hand, we could say that the right thigh is more significant. And therefore, it schleps along the left thigh. That's why the Gemara says it doesn't necessarily do so. On the other hand, you could say, since the left thigh is the weak thigh, it's not enough. Of course, it gets schlepped along with the right thigh. That's why Rashi says, lav dafka. Even if, whether your machshav is on the right or your machshav is on the left, only that specific thigh will become pigle. Why was that pshat? The Rashi says that pshat in Rashi. Why? Because the Rashi is saying that Rashi will not agree that when you only had a minor kazayas of a big piece of meat, that only that kazayas should be pigle. But now we have another very fundamental machlokas rishonim. It's going to become very relevant in how we understand this Gemara. When Rav Huna speaks about the right thigh and the left thigh, are they still connected or not? Rashi seems to learn that they could even still be connected. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that here we're talking about when the right thigh and left thigh are already separated. So again, says the Gemara, Amr Rav Huna Amar Hayy Rabbi Yossi, Pigle v'yerach shemin, l'nis bagel yerach shel smol. The right thigh will remain separate from the left thigh. My tama, ibay say misfara, vibay say makra. Ibay say misfara, l'odifa machshava b'mas ha-tuma. Machshava is no different than tuma. And says the Gemara, ilu it mechad ever. If you have two pieces of meat, and one becomes tamei, Meit malei kulei, will it affect the other piece of meat? Here too, just because you have machshav about one, it doesn't affect the other. Vibay say makra, it's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, v'ad nefesh ha'achelos mimeno, regarding pigol, avona tisa, mimeno v'loi v'chavera. Only the piece you thought about, not the other piece. Eisvei, and now the Gemara is learning, that that's the same pshat in the Mishnah. You have these two chalas, or you have these two rows in the shulchan, they're separate. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, the pigle of one doesn't affect the other. Ask the Gemara, Eser of Nachman Rav Huna. There's a braisa. Loilam ein by karis, achi fangu b'shteyim. There is no chiyuv karis for pigle until you have in mind pigle for both chalas. Achi pagel b'shteyim b'kazayis. What is the braisa saying? B'shteim in, only if you had a machshavas pigle by both chalas, will it become pigle? Bachs mehen loy. One alone won't make it pigle. Ask the Gemara. Mani, whose opinion is this braisa following? Ilem Rabbonin, if we're going to suggest it's following the opinion of Rabbonin, can't be. Because our Mishnah, we just learned the Mishnah a minute ago. The Mishnah said, I feel ba'achs mehen, that if you had a machshavas pigle on one challah, the other challah will automatically become pigle. Ella, pshita Reb Yossi. And what's Reb Yossi saying according to this? Very lomdish. What's Reb Yossi saying? That your machshava has the ability to connect the two of them. That if you had a machshava, you have two challahs, and you had a machshava of kazayas between the two challahs, half and half, it's enough to make both of them pigle. Now let's understand it. Iamrit v'shlamachad gufahu v'shemachim mitzdarif. Eli amrit trei gufu minhu mitzdarifin. And again, there are many pshatim and rishonim how to understand the Gemara. Let's get with Rashi's pshat. Let's think about it. What is more of a connection? A physical connection or a mental connection? Certainly a physical connection. So the Gemara's question is like this. According to Reb Yossi, you have a right thigh and a left thigh. So they have a real physical connection. And Reb Yossi is saying, according to Rav Huna, that isn't enough to make both of them pigle. And if you only thought about the Yeruch Yamin, it won't affect the Yeruch Smol, even though they have so much connecting them. So the physical connection won't work, and the mental connection will work. How can we say that Reb Yossi holds that if you had a mental connection on two separate chalas, they're connected? But if you had a physical connection, it isn't good enough. It doesn't make any sense. That's the Gemara's question. Who is the Tanam Dispraisa after we've learned Rav Huna's explanation or Rav Huna's understanding of Rav Yossi? Says the Gemara, it's neither. Hamani, who is the Tanam Dispraisa? Rebbe he. It follows the opinion of Rebbe. The Tanya, the Braisa says, Hashachas HaKevis, Lech HaKatzitzayas Mechel Azu. Again, as we started the shiur today, on Shavuos, two lambs were brought, and two challahs were brought. And if somebody shechts one lamb, and when he shechted that lamb, he only had a machshava to have, to eat a chatzizayis, or one of the challahs, in past the right time. V'kein chaveri, when he shechted the second lamb, again, lechel chatzizayis mechalazu, he had a machshava chatzizayis on the other lamb. Rebbe Omer, Omer Anish is a kosher. Why is it kosher? Tama, dama chatzi chatzi. Because his machshava was never more than a chatzi. And since his machshava was never more than a chatzi, the two chatzis don't combine. Aval omer kazayis mishtayim. If your machshava was on a half kazayis of this and a half kazayis of that, but you're now thinking about a whole kazayis, mitzdarf. So what do we see? The Rebbe is clearly indicating that it is his opinion that the two half gezaisim can be mitzdarif. So when we quoted a braisa on the bottom of Yud Gimel Mabayis that says such a psak, it's following the opinion of Rebbe. And therefore, it seems for half a minute that everything is resolved because even though we said that braisa doesn't logically follow neither the opinion of the Rabbanan nor the opinion of Rebbe Yossi, it follows the opinion of Rebbe. Before we go further, just to touch on an issue that the Paiskim discuss, connected to something we discussed in our previous shir about Chatzi Shir. Here we see that the Gemara says that if you had a machshava and Chatzi Kazayis of this, and Chatzi Kazayis of this, that you don't say that they combine to Kazayis. Why do we say Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayra? This is another proof that the Paiskim give to our discussion previously that Chatzi Shir is limited to Midid Achila. Everywhere else we don't say a Chatzi and a Chatzi equal a whole. For example, I saw that the Paiskim discuss, what would be the halacha if somebody cooks less than a shear of basa b'chalav? Will there be a chiyuv of chatzi shear? And they say, no, it's limited to strictly to midat achila. And they say, a shtuk alam de shavart. They say, really, what's the difference if you eat a kazayas or you eat less than a kazayas? You ate. Just the Torah gave a shear. So if you ate less, you always have the opportunity to eat the whole shear and you'll be chayiv. When you cook less than the shear, it's not called cooking. And therefore, it'll be different than ma'achila. But back to our Gemara. Says the Gemara, and the Gemara stops for a minute. Rebbe, we clearly see from this braisa, is of the opinion that if you had a machshava, that the machshava could connect two chatzi kazeisim. But the Gemara is going to ask a very simple question. Rebbe has to have a position in the machlokes of Rebbe Yossi and the Rabbanan too. And there's only two positions you could take, as we learned in the Mishnah. You either could take Rabbi Yossi's opinion, or you could take the Rabbanan's position. And that's the Gemara's question. Rabbi Yaliv Deman, who does Rebbe hold like in the machloikas that we learned about in the Mishnah? Eliv Rabbanan, if he's going to hold like the Rabbanan, so why do you have to have a machshav about both chalas? The Rabbanan taught us in the Mishnah that I feel achs behem nami. That even if your machshav was regarding one chala, it will make the other chala piggle. So therefore, what's the Gemara's kasha? The why did Rebbe speak about a case where his machshav was about both chalas? He could have told us a bigger chiddush. Where his machshav was about one chala, nothing about the other chala, and still, if we follow the opinion of the Rabbanon, the other chala will become piggle. So it's clear that he doesn't follow the Rabbanon's opinion. Of, on the other hand, suggests the Gemara, yeah, I'll leave with Rabbi Yossi. So you're going to say the Rabbi agrees with Rabbi Yossi. And just because you had machshav about one chala, it doesn't affect the other chala. But then we have another, then we go back to our original kasha of top of the Amid. Having kasha leduchta, we have our old question. If a physical connection, according to Rabbi Yossi, isn't good enough, and because you had a machshav on one yerech, it doesn't make the other yerech piggle, that a mental connection shouldn't have that ability. So we're back to where we started. Lo'olam alibi Rabbanan. Rebbe was saying his opinion according to Rabbanan. And the Gemara now sort of rephrases what Rebbe was saying. And I have to repeat, I have to say two words of introduction. First, I have to speak about digduk as much as I can speak about digduk for a minute. There are two Hebrew words that mean the same, but aren't the same. One is shtehen, and one is shnehen. What's the difference between shtehem and shnehen? The difference between shtehem and shnehem is that shtehem is lashon zakeva, and shnehem is lashon zachar. When we speak about animals, the right word to use is shnehen, kevas, males. When we speak about loaves, the right word to use is shtehen, lashon zakeva. One word of introduction. Another word of introduction, an issue that we're going to spend a lot of time still in our parak discussing, and we mentioned in our previous year. We mentioned it even more extensively in Masechta Zvachim. Famous machlokes from Mei and the Chachamim regarding pigel b'chatzi matir. It is the opinion of the Rabbanan that for a carbon to become pigel, you have to have your machsheves pigel throughout an entire avodah. The best example we can use is shechita. We know shechita means you have to shech two simanim. So according to Rabbanan, for a machsheves pigel to be considered a machsheves pigel, you had to have the machsheves pigel by the cutting of both simanim. According to Rameya, mefaglim b'chatzi matir. And you had the machsheves pigel, even by just one simon, the carbon will become pigel. Says the Gemara, when Rebbe said his position, he wasn't speaking about the chalas. Because by the chalas, Rebbe will agree with Rabbanim. And if you had a machsheves pigel by one chala, the other chala will automatically become pigel. What was Rebbe saying? He was concurring with Rabbanim. For it to be pigel, you have to have the machsheva by both animals. Because otherwise, if you only have the machsheva by one animal, it's a chatzi matter. So that means, now let's read the Gemara inside. That you have to have your machshavas pigel by both chalas. No! Having machshava pigel by one chala will automatically affect the other chala. But when must you have that one machshava, that machshava regarding one chala? By both animals. Shneihem. Elayim achi fagel b'shneihem. You would think that you could have the machshava even by one animal and it'll be enough to become pigel. You have to have it by both. So now, what we've essentially said is that Rabbi Yehuda is concurring with Rabbanan in both shailas. You have to have the machshava by both animals, but the machshava only has to be by one chala, and that will make both chalas pigel. But you know, every word of a braisa is very accurate. Let's read the braisa again. We quoted the braisa in the bottom of Amud Beis. What did the braisa say? L'olam, ein beikaras achifagel b'shteyam. If the braisa uses the words l'olam, the word l'olam is a very strong word. What does it mean? Ask the Gemara, ihachimai l'olam. What is the braisa trying to teach us with the word la'olam? And the Gemara explains itself, of course, so beautifully. Yam bishlam b'shtehem u'bishnehem. if we're going to say that we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And what does Rabbi Yossi teach us? Rabbi Yossi will concur with Rabbanon that ein mefaglin b'chatzi mater. You have to think by both animals. And Rabbi Yossi will say, you have to think by both chalas. Shtehem is the chalas, shnehem is the animals. That's why the Brisa uses the word la'olam. The word la'olam, a very strong word. You have to have a machshava about everything. Anything less won't be pigle. Ayam b'shlam b'shtehem v'shnehem, Rab Meir Yossihi, Ulafuki, and what is the Brisa teaching us? We don't agree with Rab Meir that he says mefaglin b'chatzi mater. We don't opinion of Rabbanon that saying having machshav about one challah will affect the other challah. Hana to come loylam. Now we understand why the Brisa used the words loylam. Eli amit. If we're going to say that the Brisa is following the opinion of the Rabbanon, and all the Brisa is teaching us is lafuki with Rab Meir that we don't want to agree with Rab Meir's opinion, and enechanami, you have to have that machshava by both animals. But you don't have to have the machshava on both chalas. Then the word la'olam is inappropriate. My la'olam should have said, you have to have the machshava by both the animals on one chala. The word la'olam doesn't seem to fit. One question. Void, another question. Haravashi. Tashma, Rabbi Amir Shem Rabbi Yossi. This is the Gemara that we learned in Masechta Zvachim. That's Mem Dalet. Pigel bedova anas b'chutz. If somebody had a machshavas pigel regarding an activity of a carbon that's done, and the azara chutz doesn't mean outside of the azara chutz, means outside of the Beis Hamikdash, pigel. B'dava anas b'fnim. If he had a machshavas pigel, however, regarding an avoida that's done in the Beis Hamikdash, loy pigel. It won't be pigel. Ketzer, and the Brayis explains itself. Hoya oimer b'chutz. If the coin is standing in the azara. Vama, and he says, and he's bringing one of the karbonas that has, the dam is sprinkled in the Beis HaMikdash. Many karbonas fall into that category, as we've been learning. First of all, the karbonas that are brought on Yom Kippur, the Parham Dovish Tzibur, the Par Koy Mashiach, the Sar of Avoy Dezara that we learned in Masech Taharius. So if the Koyin is standing outside, shechting that Par, Hanas Mifnim, and he says, Hareini Shoichit, Amnas Lahazaz, Domei Lamacher, that I'm going to do the Hazar tomorrow, Chutz Lezmanoi, like Pigel. It isn't going to be Pigel. Why? Because you have a Machshava B'chutz, you're standing outside, he's standing in the Hazara, but Domei Nas B'fnei Machshava regarding something that's done inside the Beis HaMikdash. Or, continues the Braisa, Hayoim B'fnei, he's standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Vorme Hareini Mazal Mas Lahakte Murun Lamacher, his Machshava is about something that will be done tomorrow, or Lishbach Shiraim Lamacher, or he's thinking about that he's going to do the Shvicha Shraim L'macha. The Haktar is done on the Mizbech HaChitzin. The Shvicha Shraim is done on the Mizbech HaChitzin. Again, like Pigel. Shemachshav b'fnim. A machshav b'fnim b'dov anas b'chutz. Regarding something that's done b'chutz. Is also not Pigel. Continues the Braisa. Hayo ayim b'chutz. He's standing in the Azara. V'om ha'reni shoich amnas lishbech shraim l'macha. L'hakti imorim l'macha. So he has a machshava b'chutz about an avoida b'chutz, that will be pigel. Shemachshava b'chutz b'dova anas b'chutz, that makes a pigel. Two interesting shailas that the Rishonim talk about. We mentioned them in Masechta Zvachim. What would be the halacha if he's standing b'fnim and has a machshava regarding an avoida that's done b'fnim? Will it be pigel? Machlokes Rishonim. Because the Brisker Rav explains it. Is the exclusion that there is no pigel b'fnim? So even though your machshav is b'fnim and your avoid is b'fnim, p'nim is not a place for pigel. That's one way of understanding the Gemara. That's how those Rishonim explain the Gemara. Or the other way of understanding is that pigel means that everything has to be in one place. And b'fnim, b'fnim is one place. Machlokes Rishonim. Another question is, what would be the halacha about the shechita? We learned the Masechet Zvachim that you're not supposed to shech the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to shech it in the Azara. But if you shech it in the Beis HaMikdash, the Chatas Pnimius, it's fine. So will that be considered that you did something b'fnim that belongs b'fnim? Back to Al-Gemar. Let's think about this. says the Gemara. Let's stop for a moment to think. What was one of the examples that it will be pigel? You're oimed b'chutz, you're standing b'chutz, and what is your kavana? To spill the dam, we know the shvich shrayim, b'chutz, after the right time. So what will become pigel through that machshava? The dam. Your machshava, you're having a machshava about the dam. Lishbech shrayim, when you're standing b'chutz, when you're doing the shchita, and while you're doing the shchita, you have in mind to be shayfech shrayim at the wrong time, Slavkuli mai, why would become pigle? Ilaim lefkuli dam, that you have a throughout machshava, that da would become pigle? And Roshayim already asked, how could dam become pigle? Isn't there a rule of ain isachal alisser? And dam is already osir anyway. So they say, here isachal alisser, because dam is only osir to people. It's not osir to shemayim. If a carbon is pigle, it's even osir l'shemayim, so it's an issa maisif, and it would be isachal alisser. But ask the Gemara, dam mi mufagel? Could dam become pigel? But now we learned another Mishnah Masech Davoy Dezor, Daf Mem Beis. El dvarm she'en chayavim alayim mishim pigel. The following items are not subject to pigel. Ha-koimitz. The koimitz is not subject to pigel because the koimitz is a matir. It makes the shirayim edible. And only something which is a nitar is subject to pigel. But the koimitz is not subject to pigel because it's a matir, not a nitar. It doesn't become mutter to be eaten. Asks Rashi, how can we have a havim in a koimitz should become pigel? We know that the koimitz has to be burnt. And until it's burnt, it's not a carbon, until it's nasis mitzvasoi, it doesn't become pigel. So if the koimitz is burnt, well, how could it become pigel anyway? It's all burnt. What's the shayla pigel? If you eat it, you'll be chayiv karas. But what has to be done? If it wasn't burnt, then you didn't complete the avoider. If you didn't complete the avoider, you don't have pigle. If you did burn it, so what are you going to get karas? You have nothing to eat. It's burnt. So Rashi asked this question. Rashi says a very nice teretz. Rashi says that the halacha is that once most of the koimitz is burnt, the rest of the koimitz, it's already considered that the avoider is done. So what we're talking about here is that most of the koimitz was burnt, and therefore you have leftover koimitz, so maybe it ought to be subject to pigle. Teaches us the Mishnah that it's not subject to pigel because it's a matter, not a nitar. The next thing is the levoina, and here too the Brisker Rav asked the question. The levoina has to be burnt, so what could become pigel by the levoina? So the Brisker Rav reminds us of a Gemara that we learned the Machlokes Tanoim in our Masechet already, that if you only burn a kurt, one or two particles of the levoina, you did the mitzvah. So that's what the Mishnah would be speaking about, that you had the koimitz of levoina, one or two particles, whatever opinion you follow of the Tanoim, were burnt, and the rest should be pigel. It's not pigel because levoina is a matir. So they ask, but isn't levoina a nitar also? Because the halacha is that you're not allowed to burn the levoina until kamitzah is done. So how are we saying that the levoina is a matir? The levoina is also a nitar, and we're saying that anything that's a nitar is subject to pigel. So there are two answers given to this question. The Rishonim suggest that levoina has both. It's a matter and a nitar. It's a nitar because it requires the kmitzah to be able to burn it, but it's a matter because you can't eat the shrayim until the levoina is burnt. In order to be subject to pigel, it has to be purely a nitar, not a matter in any fashion. Brisker Rav gives a different teretz. He says, lamdash teretz. He says the din that the levoina is only burnt after the kmitzah is done is not because the kmitzah is a matter for the levoina. He says there's an order you have to follow. First you do the kmitzah, then you burn the levoina. But it's not that the burning of the kmitzah is the matter of the levoina. So what is the levoina? It's purely a matter to be able to eat the shrine. Vaktiris, again, the ktiris is a matter. There's nothing nitar in the ktiris. We don't eat the ktiris. Michas kahanim, again, we've been learning from the beginning of the Masechta that the mincha the kahanim bring is completely burnt. So there's no nitar there. There's no shrine there. Michas nesachim are completely burnt. Michas koyim mashiach, that the kohen gadol brings every day, is completely burnt. Vadam, the dam is a matter, because when you bring a carbon, the dam allows you to be zoyrikit, and you can eat the meat. So it's a matter, not a nitar. So now we have a question. The Braisa taught us a din. Let's review the din the Braisa taught us. That if somebody did the avoida, the shechita of a chav merchatas, Pnimi, and he had a mind to pour the dam on the shrine at the wrong time, tomorrow, it's going to be pigel. What's going to be pigel? The dam? Didn't we just quote a Mishnah? The dam never becomes pigel. So what is that halacha all about? Where's the lemais of that halacha? El pshita, what must we say? Lefkuli basar. That if your machshav is on the dam indeed, as the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim says, can never become pigel, but the basar will become pigel. Ask them, well, let's think about it. In that case, you're not thinking about meat, you're thinking about dam. Still, that will affect the basar. So in our case, the case that Rav Huna began our shiur with today, the choshev b'basar gufei, when you're thinking about meat, you're thinking about the right thigh. Lo koshke and the pick of a yerech min, pick of a yerech small. If thinking about the dam, tells us Rabbi Yossi, can make the basa pigle, certainly thinking about the yerech yamin should make the yerech small pigle. Another question, asked the Gemara. Void, Ham Ravina. Toshma, hakaim esis mincha lechel shirel, ulak de kaim tzul amachar, maide Rabbi Yossi, bezu, shech pigle v'chayov lo karis. So again, asked the Gemara. He had a machshavah on the kaimitz to do the kaimitz tomorrow. Ask tomorrow, lahak the kaimitz lefkuli mai. Exactly what do you want to become pigel when your machshavah was about the kaimitz? Ilema, that the kaimitz should become pigel, lefkuli kaimitz. Ask tomorrow, kaimitz be mefagel? Is kaimitz a candidate for pigel? Didn't we just learn a Mishnah? Vatanan, eil advarm shen chayom alam mishum pigel, ha kaimitz. Interesting shayla in the Rishonim. When we say that they're not subject to pigel, will at least be possible, and will be possible with the rice with Rabbanim. Ella, that can't be what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Pshuta lefkuli shrine. What it means is that when you did this avoida and you had the machsheves pigel about the kaimitz, it will affect the shrine. So again, ask the Gemara's point. Hashta. You're not thinking about the shrayim, you're thinking about the kaimitz. Mifkali, what becomes pigol? The shrayim. Hacha, in the case that Rabbi Yehuna began our shiur with, the choshba bezvicha gufa, where you're thinking about the animal. You're just thinking about the yerech yamin, like koshken, that the yerech small will become pigol. So now we're all confused. When will Rabbi Yossi hold that one part of the animal affects the other part of the animal, and when will he hold that one doesn't affect? Because clearly it seems that Rabbi Yossi, Rav Huna is incorrect. And clearly it seems that pigel b'yerech yamin affects the small. But if pigel b'yerech yamin affects the small, then why in our Mishnah, when you thought about one challah, doesn't the other challah become pigel? Ella, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakatam Rabbi Yossi. Hakosav osam guf echad. On one hand, we see that the Torah treats the two chalas as one entity. On the other hand, b'kosav osam shnei gufim. On the other hand, we see that the Torah treats it as two entities. Guf echad. On one hand, we see it's treated as one entity. The ma'akvi hadadi. You have to bring both chalas. You can't just bring one. Shnei gufim. Damer achmana. On the other hand, halachu davida v'halachu davida. We should have two separate chalas. Therefore, ervinu, if in your mind your machshava was about both chatzi kazayis of this, a chatzi kazayis of that. So you show that you're looking at that as one entity. And there is a precedent in the Torah that they should be treated as one entity. Evinu misavin. So you have the ability to connect them. The kosov asul guvechad. We already find that the Torah acts this way. Pilginu. But if you treat them separately, your machshava, as the Mishnah began today, shir, was only about one of them, then mifkli. Why? So it depends what you think. If you think about them together, chatzikazayis, they'll be pigel, because you followed that pasuk. If you think about them separately, they remain separately, because there's a pasuk like that too. Ask the Gemara and Rabbi Yochanan a different question. We know, we've discussed this. The halacha is when you bring a karmat toida, you have to bring 40 chalas. You have to bring 40 chalas, 10 times 4. Ask them, if somebody had a machshavas pigel, this posh pshat in the Gemara, by one of the types, will affect the other ones. Mahu. Or, b'michas ma'af for mahu. The halacha is, we spoke about this in our introductory remarks to the Masechta, that one of the types of karmichas is a micha ma'afa. There are two types of micha ma'afa. chalas, loaves, bekik and wafer. The halach is when you bring a mixed matzah, first I'm going to learn the Gemara very poshut. You have to bring 10, but you can bring 5 and 5. 5 loaves and 5 wafers. What will be the halacha if you thought about the loaves will affect the wafers? So poshut pshat, the Gemara's question is according to Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi, we just finished learning, his opinion is in the Mishnah, that if you thought about one challah, doesn't affect the other challah. Will he say the same thing by the Karmat Toida? If you thought about one type of challah, it won't affect the other three. Or if you thought about the challahs of the Michas Mafia, it won't affect the Rikikin, or vice versa. That's the Posh Pshay in the Gemara. If you want to learn the Gemara a little more Lamdish, that Chorim say, the question could be even going according to Rabbanan. Perhaps the Rabbanan and our Mishnah, who said that the two challahs, a machshava on one, affects the other, is only by the chalas of the Shtei Alechem, which we just saw, the Torah connects them into one entity. Is that it didn't going to apply everywhere else? You can also explain, other Rishonim said, the Gemara's question is even more drilled down. Of every type of challah you have to bring 10. So let's say you're bringing 10 of one type of challah, but a karmat toida, and you had a machshava on one of the 10. Will the other 9 get affected or not? Says the Gemara, Tana lay Rav Techlifa Marava, the Chen Atomi Balach Mitoida, the Kerabi Bemichas Mafa, the Machshava on one affects all of them. That the Bechloikis that we had, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan here, will be there too. According to Rabbi Yossi, Machshava on one won't affect the other. There's two Pshatim, maybe one of the 10, or maybe just 10 won't affect the other 30. And Rabbanan will hold that they all looked at one entity. Tanabon. B'sha Shechita. Again, let's review. We learned the Masechta Zvachim many times. There are 4 primary avoidas by a carbon. Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. Says the Gemara, B'sha Shechita Chishav Lech Chatzizayis. When he did the Shechita, he had a machshav of Chatzizayis to do with Chutzlo Zmanoi. Or B'sha Zrika Chishav Lech Chatzizayis. And B'sha Zrika, he had another Chatzizayis machshava. Pigel. That carbon will become pigel. B'pnei, Shechita and Zrika mitstarfim. Shechita and Zrika combine. Ikedamri. So some explain this braisa. Shechita and Zrika have the ability to combine the Tavai and Matirim. Both fall into the category of a Matir. Without Shechita, the animal is not kosher. Without Zrika, as we learned numerous times, we don't have a Kapara. Kabbalah Vailocha, that aren't in the category of matirim cannot combine. Vikad Amri, but there's another way of understanding the Braisa. If Shechita, which is the first of the 4, and Zrika, which is the last of the 4, the Marchikim, that are so far apart, still have the ability to combine, Kolshkein, then certainly the Kabbalah and Halacha, which are right next to each other, Mekarvin, they combine. Ask the Achroinim. So now we have 2 opinions. We have one opinion that the Shechita and the Zrika, everybody agrees that the Shechita and Zrika combine. And this Ikedamri explained that if the Shechita and Zrika, which are so far apart, combine, certainly the Kabbalah and Halacha, which are so close, combine. So now the Quranim debate the following question. What about Shechita and Kabbalah? Or Halacha and Zrika? Will they combine? On one hand, they should, according to this Ikedamri, on one hand, they certainly should combine. They're right next to each other. On the other hand, Shechita and Kabbalah or Halacha and Zrika have nothing in common with each other. Because Shechita is a matter, and Kabbalah is not. So there they can't combine even though they're close. Only Kabbalah and Halacha have the fact that they're close that allows them to combine, not Shechita with Kabbalah, nor Halacha with Zrika. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is this true? For Tani Levi, Abba Voidus, Eimit Starfis, Shilapigo, Shechita with Zrika, Kabbalah with Halacha, the 4 separate avoiders are not mitzarev. So how can we say here that they are mitzarev? Amarav alaykasha. Har Rebbe, Har Rabbanan. These 2 opinions, the brayse that we learned, and now the brayse that Levi quoted, represent the machlokes of Rebbe and Rabbanan. The Tanya. Hashoich as a keves, lech l'chatzizayis m'chalazu, v'kein chaveroi. And then he checks the next keves, again with shvuas, 2 kvasim and 2 chalas. The Kechaveri, Lech Chatzizayis M'chalazu, Rebbe Oima Oima Nishizay Kasha. They don't combine. Amalei, Abaya, says Abaye to Rebbe, so the same, just like he said that those two don't combine, here too he will say that they don't combine. Says the Gemara, how could you compare the two situations? Aim the Sham Leila Rebbe, where did Rebbe say that we don't have combination, where we have Chatzi Matter, each Kevis is a separate Matter, so each Kevis is only a Chatzi Matter, and by each Chala, you only had a Chatzi Kazayas. Aim the Sham Leila Rebbe, Chatzi Matter, Chatzi Zayas. But if you would have Kula Matter, where he had a Machshava, like an Al Gemara, by the entire Shechita, on a Chatzi Kazayas, Mishamitle, who says the Rebbe won't agree that it'll be Pigel? Amle Rabbi Baruch Hanan Labaya, says Rabbi Bachan Tabaya, V'i Isle, if Rebbe will be of the opinion that Kula Matav Chatzi Achila, that in a situation where his Machshava was by an entire act, but only in a Chatzi Kazayas, it's Pigel, then he ought to have said, by Chatzi Matir, for Chatzi Achila, Ligzer, he should say it's offer at the Kula Matir, for Chatzi Achila. Ask the Gemara, where do we have a precedent that such Gezeris are made? Says the Gemara, the Rabbi Yossi Gozer. I'll show you the Rabbi Yossi made such a Gezerah for a Rabbanan Gazri. And I'll show you the Rabbi Yossi made a Gezerah. Rabbi Yossi Gozer, yesterday's Gemara. Yesterday we learned that Rabbi Yossi said that if you make if you do the kmitza with the kavana lahak the levanos lamachar, so as we learned in the previous year, a matter mefaga matter, and therefore Rabbi Yossi says it's not pigel. But even though Rabbi Yossi says it's not pigel, Rabbi Yossi will agree that's possible and bekaris. V'chamamrim pigel v'chayam alakaris. So we see that even though it's not pigel, a gzeir is made. Similarly, Rabbanan nami gazri the tanan pigel bekaimitz. If somebody had a machshavas pigel by koimitz, v'loy b'levoino, or b'levoino v'loy b'koimitz. This goes back to what I discussed earlier in our shiur today. The machloik is mefaglum b'chatzi matur or not. We're here, you're supposed to burn the koimitz in the levoino, and he had his machshavas pigel only by one of the two. Ramei am a pigel, because Ramei's opinion is mefaglum b'chatzi matur, v'chayovin olof karis. V'chom maimrim, ain't by karis, ain't by hachifag b'chola matur. But even though aimed by chorus, it's possible. So you see that there is a place for gzeira. If Rabbi Yehuda would hold that by a kulei matir, v'chatzi achila, it's pigel, he would have made a gzeira by chatzi matir and chatzi achila. The fact that he doesn't is a raya that not only is he lenient by chatzi matir v'chatzi achila, he's even lenient by kulei matir v'kulei achila. Says the Gemara, your argument is not compelling. Hachi hashta. It's easy to confuse the Kaimitz the Mincha and the Kaimitz the Levoina. That's why Rabbi Yossi holds that even though the Kaimitz the Levoina doesn't make a pigle, we should make a gzera. Gazer Rabbi Yossi, Kaimitz the Levoina or the Kaimitz the Mincha. Rabban and Gazri, Kaimitz or the Kaimitz the Mincha, Schaite the Levoina. The halach is that a regular carbon Mincha has a Kaimitz the Levoina and Kaimitz the Mincha to be burnt. And therefore the Rabbanan hold that if you burn only one of them with a machshavas pigel, it won't become pigel. But there's a case where you'll only have one, by Michas Chayta. Rabbanan Gazri Koimitz are the Koimitz to Michas Chayta. The Levoina, the Rabbanan said that if you only did the Levoina with a machshavas pigel, even though it's not pigel because it's Chati Matter, there is a case where you only have Levoina alone. Will you have Levoina alone? Levoina Habzichim. Kvasim, we also have a case where you can have a Kevis alone. Kevis are the Kevis Chaveri. Where you thought by both of them. Bazach at the Bazach Chazer. Alhocha. What do you want? Says the Gemara. The Rebbe is going to hold that Kula Mat of Chatzi Achil is Osir, and therefore Chatzi Mat of Chatzi Achil should also be Osir. Alhocha Mi'ika of Chatzi Mat of Chatzi Achil Ba'alma. Give me a case, asked the Gemara, of a Chatzi Mat of Chatzi Achil, the Lake of Eligzer. Says the Gemara. Alhocha Nam Mistabra. The Vitam of the Rabbanim Shem Huchihu. That this is the reason to explain the Rabbanim. The Ketani Sefer, we continue learning the Machloikus of Ramei and the Chachamim about Mefaglim B'chatzi Matir, Moedim Chachamim Rameya, that even though they disagree by regular Karban Mincha, if you only burnt the Levoina with Machshavas Pigel, or you only burnt the Kaimus with Machshavas Pigel, they agree that Michas Chayta or Michas Knoz, Because there is no levoina by these kabbanas. Ask the Gemara, why did the Mishnah have to say this? Where does another matter? So we could say there's a machlokes remain the chachamim. If there's only one matter, there's no room for machlokes. That the Rabbanan are teaching us in that Mishnah, by including that case, that why do we say that if you only had a machshavas pekel by the kaimitz alone, it's possible? Because there's a case of mechas kaita where there's a kaimitz alone. But where there is no case to make a gzera for, even the Rabbanan will hold it, there's no need to make a gzera. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda didn't make a gzera here. But we don't know what Rabbi will hold, that kulamat v'chatzi echila. It could well be that he will agree that it's also.